Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me.
I like that.
When I was young, I had to pay a lease.
Besides that,
the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Wow.
Why you punching me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position.
Hey. We at it again. It's Tuesday. I hope everybody had a great, great weekend. You know, listening to this Biggie Smalls kind of took me back, Lady T. You know, back when I was a youngin' and, you know, how everything was or used to be, you know, as they say, you know, the good old days, you know what I mean? I tell you, it was some fun times back then. And you know, what was so good about being a kid back then, we used our imagination, you know. I feel so bad for this younger generation now because they don't know anything about using their imagination. You know what I mean? It's almost, we can almost say it's too much work for them. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to start today's show off with that. I want to say welcome to everyone online, to everyone in the studio, to everyone that is stream and get at this programming later. We'd like to welcome you all to the Tuesday edition of Tales Corner. Lady T, how was that weekend?
Oh, man, I got so much done, and I've learned so much. Like, I'm just in a work in progress, bro. I'm doing good, and I ordered my George Kittle jersey over the week, and it came, and I'm wearing my jersey proudly. Yes. That's what I'm doing.
Ain't nobody excited about that, you know.
What?
You and Kittle can kiss my beep. Anyway. I can actually appreciate that. I can appreciate that. We're getting closer to the season. We're getting closer to what we love so much regarding to football, but all, not just football, but baseball season is heating up. I mean, it's really turning into something special right now with the teams fighting and jockeying for their position. And, you know, at this point of the season is what I like to call, this is where we're going to be, this is who we're going to be. You know what I mean? And
okay.
You see teams who have accepted the fact that they're wild cards or they're going to be spoilers to other teams and stuff. So we're going to get into all of that, guys. We're going to talk to MLB division leaders again, who's really solidifying their place in the division. Who is it? You know, first place, second place, third, and so on and so on. Marcus is going to kill me, guys, because we've discussed a new segment that we're going to have, and it's going to be the Health Tip Tuesday. If I'm saying it wrong, Marcus, forgive me. When you come on, you can, spring you on my hand and say, this is what it is, DMV Kill. But I believe it was Health Tip Tuesday. So we're going to try that on you guys and see how it goes. See how everything pans out. I believe a healthy audience is a smart audience, and it's an audience that's going to be around. So, you know, we've grown accustomed to you guys, so we want you right here where you are. NBA rumors and news. For real, Trees, instead of NBA, I'm going to just say the Kevin Durant story. You know what I mean? Durant is going off. You know, Durant is like, it's my party. I'm crying if I want to. And yeah, y'all just accept who I am and what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, yeah, Durant, the boy is showing off for real. We're gonna go into the NFL Hall of Fame, and I want to ask you all, how do you feel about the list? You know, did everyone that got in, is there someone you wanted to get in? Is there someone you believe should but has not yet gotten in? You know, we're going to go over all of that. We're going to talk training camp news, latest injuries, and reports from each team. I'm going to tell y'all, man. Open your mind and get ready to fill it with this sports information that Lady T has for all of us on today. All right, Lady T. I'm sorry, honey. I just started running my mouth. You going and you know?
No, keep it. Hey, you was running me down. I was over here cracking up. I was laughing. I was like, okay. Okay, he's running it down. So that's what we're talking about, you guys, for today.
That's what we're talking about for today. That's what we discussed on today. So we hope you all stick around and stay interested. And Lady T, I really want to hear some of those online comments today, because I really want them to feel as welcome and being participants too. Kale's Corner. Got to talk back?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So we're going to take a quick one. Quick breather, you guys. Go on and get your Kool-Aid, your water, your soda, whatever it is, and your popcorn, your Pringles, or your potato chips, and let's get this thing started. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is our number. We'll be right block. All right. Lady T, is all on you.
Okay, so you want to just let's talk NBA. Let's start out with NBA, because are we going to do the segment with Marcus or no?
Yeah. We're just waiting for Marcus to come on.
I got you. Okay, so we let's talk. We say NBA, but we're just going to talk, like you said, the Kevin Durant story. Now, when I say it's the Kevin Durant story, I mean, he's come out, he said that to the team that he wanted to be traded, and if you don't trade me, well, he gave them an ultimatum. he'll stay if they get rid of Steve Nash and John Marks.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner said he's having a tantrum. Nobody's paying attention. Go sit down. You already signed the contract. And we ain't talking to you. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, T? I'm going to say this. Kudos to that owner.
Yeah.
Kudos to that
yeah.
owner. You know, he's taking
yeah.
a stand, and he's not going to be bullied or made to
mm-hmm.
do anything that he doesn't want to do. And
yeah.
I'd say kudos to him. You know, we all and I let me be the first to say that I got caught up and confused in the LeBron James situation, from the decision to team move. It was brought to my attention that LeBron didn't break any contracts with his moves.
Nope.
LeBron fulfilled
mm-hmm.
the contract he signed. And then
yeah.
he made a move. He had an option to make
yeah.
a move. So, and beyond that, he at least brought a championship to Cleveland. You know what I mean? Which is a lot more than I can say for the likes of Kevin Durant. You know, I said it as a joke before, but I truly mean it. You know, Kevin Durant acts as if Washington did something bad to him, and he's treating us like you know, bad stepfathers or bad stepchildren or
yeah.
throwaways. I don't want to be associated with. I don't understand
mm-hmm.
it. You went to New Jersey and played for New Jersey following Kyrie Irving, and I don't recall New Jersey being that top-notch of an organization. You know,
right.
Matter of fact, there are some that believe New Jersey and Washington was kind of on the same page as far as organizations go, you know, and now you've gotten there, and you're saying I want this and I want that and do this and do that, and listen, man, it is beyond crazy the request that
mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant is making, and you can tell it's one of those, you know, I'm going to be angry, I don't want to be here type situations. And let me tell you, Kevin Durant, it does not work for my son. I don't think it'll work for you either. And that's just my opinion. It does not work for my son. I don't think it'll work for you either. You know, you might as well finish out the contract that you signed and allow whatever comes next to come next. You know what I mean?
But Kale, listen.
Go ahead.
And he was seen out at a club with James Harden. They just chilling.
James Harden always
laughing it up about not wanting to be on the Nets no more, because he really thinks he's going to leave the Nets.
Right.
I think he really thinks that in his brain that he's gonna leave, but little did he know he's gonna leave, but it's gonna be in 4 years.
Right.
Or
the Nets are going to receive a hell of a compensation package. Let's go to the phone. Any takers online with this one, T?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone. Yeah. Let's go up in New Jersey and talk to our buddy Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Well, Gia, well, I don't know. I mean, it's sounding like saying New Jersey is like, you know, saying like it's a dumping ground, which it isn't. But, you know, then again, the Nets left for Brooklyn, so that's another thing altogether. But, yeah, I'm not surprised about because I think everybody's trying to leave Brooklyn now for one reason or another. So, I mean, the franchise is becoming, unassembled right now for what's happening. I mean, you're leaving all the big guys that you were promised bringing them a championship, and they didn't do squat, so now everybody wants out. Well, a surprise.
Well, I'm going to say to that, Lou, who in the heck thought one season or two seasons and you guys would be champions? I wouldn't want to believe that anybody came into the season with that type of mindset, thinking it would be successful. I hope not. I truly and dearly hope not. But I mean, hey. You know, when you're feeling like God, you know, you feel you can do anything. Let's go to the phone. Brother Ted, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, Ray, how y'all doing, Kills Quantum?
All right. What do you think about Kevin Durant, Ted?
He a spoiled baby. Two-faced.
Okay. It popped up online and it said Kevin is a diva.
Hey, tell us how you really feel. Tell us how you really feel.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not so good. I understand, like they say, man. I mean, you're setting up something, man, that just gives. I understand players can have control these days. Only certain players, about a handful, you know, maybe 5 to 10 in the NBA, you know, have that luxury. They can kind of demand and stuff like this and get things shaken up. But you set that precedent, man. Then it's like, hey, it's like the boss becomes now the subject to not being the boss. You know, it's
right.
Your opponent get to run me. I don't want to come off my break. I want to stay on my break as long as I want to. I don't want to come to work that day or whatever. But it's like, it's not good, I don't think, you know. But like you say, you had a contract, honor your contract, because things don't go right or whatever. That's what it's part of, growing pains. So you chose all these things. You chose, like you said, Gil, you chose to follow your boy Kyrie. You know, you see, Kyrie got shaky. I can dig you. Now, didn't want to maybe stay around or whatever because after that effect. But then you could have got control of that. Then if you was a proper leader, say, come on, dude, we need you, man.
No, you know he's signed first. Hey, you know Kevin Durant, Kyrie signed his contract, and then Kevin Durant said he went out.
Yeah, what I'm saying as far as the first time, but when Kyrie wasn't playing and he didn't get the vaccination and all that,
had helped
the team. As a leader, Kevin Durant should have said, man, come on, bud. I know that's personal, but, man, if you're on this team, this is what we're trying to do, you know. Man, you asked me to come here. We come to join together, but you ain't holding up your end of the bargain. Okay, I can see how you want to get out, but then you should have been a proper leader on that part, so... He just want to go somewhere where it's not on him to be the leader, I think.
He want to go where it's easy. That's what it is. He want to do what's easy for him to get another championship. It's all about a championship for him. And if he was in his right mind, he should have just stayed and go to state and just stayed and go to state. If he
What was wrong with Washington? His hometown. What was wrong with coming back to your hometown in Baltimore?
Not a thing.
They had some good pieces to fit with you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And anybody would have came back with you.
He think he come back to Washington. It's like getting the mumps and the measles.
Let's take another call.
Let me tell you online real quick. Hey, Marcus.
Go ahead.
Online real quick. Well, Gerald Spake said if the money is here, he'll come. And then he said as soon as they come and give him the money, they're going to start beefing. So, I mean, it's going to be a catch-22 if we do get him. He said it's going to be a catch-22 if we do get him, because y'all ain't need the money to get him. Do y'all give him the money, then he's going to be beefing with everybody on the team.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's one point to look at. That's one point to look at. Come on, Marcus.
Go ahead, Marcus. I'm sorry.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
All right.
All is good. All is good.
All right. Can y'all hear me clearly? I'm calling from a landline.
Line clear. Line clear.
All right.
Line clear.
So, look, you already know how I feel about Kevin Durant coming back, right? So I was really, really adamant about him coming, right? But then now, see how he acts? You see what I'm saying? And this is what Kale alluded to before. This attitude, this prima donna attitude, the way he's kind of treating us. Honestly, he spent a lot of time here. You know what I'm saying? All season. He spent a lot of time here. He needs to be careful, because we don't play about this kind of stuff that he's doing, man. You know what I'm saying? We're not the only people that have these feelings. And he want to come on. He thinks the Berry Farm shut down. He can't get that. He can't get that. Get that little melon rock. You know what I'm saying? He needs to really, really. Seriously, man. Seriously, because it really sounds like he got a problem with us. Besides the business aspect of it. You know, and like he don't just want a ring. He want recognition everywhere he go. He want to be the man. He don't want to be second to the man. He want to be the man, you know? And he would have had that opportunity had he. So now I'm a little confused.
Yeah, well, I don't understand it.
I'm going to say this, and I understand, Marcus, what you're saying, for real. And I really truly hope nobody, as Marcus said, rocks his melon for his choice, because it is his choice. It is his choice of where he wants to play and what he wants to do. But it is sort of a slap in the face to D.C. residents. You're home. You win somewhere else, and then you come to see Pleasant and want to have a parade. You know, you come in and show off the trophy that you won way, way, way out there with Golden State here. You want to show that trophy off here. Nobody, I mean, the kids, the kids are loving it and they're appreciating it. But what about the older fans who actually purchase tickets? Kids are only going to Verizon Center or whatever it's called nowadays. They changed the name every other month. I'm serious. I swear I went past it the other day and I saw a rotating sign, for real. I'm serious. But kids are only going to the game if they're given tickets from sponsors or different organizations, and their parents are actually buying the ticket. That's the only way kids are going to the game. So you, Kevin Durant, you want to have a parade and include them and invite them. And listen, I am saying nothing bad about that at all. I appreciate you showing that to the kids. But how many kids can you reach if you came back to your own area and worked? And everything that you're complaining about right now with Brooklyn, dude, you wouldn't have had that problem here in Washington. Brett, listen, you want to be the man? Guess what? Bradley Beal has no problem bowing down and letting you be the man and he be the shot maker. Seriously. He has no problem with allowing you to come in and take all the criticism and blame and fault placed than it to be on himself. So, bruh, you had an opportunity to come in And like Martin said, you had all that opportunity for everything you wanted, truly, here in Washington, and you turned it down. You turned it down. We didn't turn you down. You turned us down. And then you come here and patronize us with a parade. Really? Only in C. Pleasant. Really? Really? Come on, Tang. What's up, bro?
Hey, Tang.
Kev's Corner family, much love and respect. What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T?
What's up?
Lou, Tang, Mark, the whole family. Hey, man, I hear y'all talking about it. Y'all know I ain't even going to get into it because I like everything everybody done said. And the main thing is he might as well chill out. Like I said about all of them, you under contract, homeboy. Chill out.
Okay.
You under contract.
Okay.
Simple as
yeah.
that.
Okay. Okay. If you want to set a direction or a president to follow, then set the tone with honoring your contract. Like I said, I was mistaken with LeBron, and it was brought to my attention. My man Debo, thanks Debo, brought it to my attention. He said, Till, when did LeBron ever leave before his contract was up? And I looked and searched and searched and looked. LeBron has never left before his contract was up. I say a lot about LeBron and this get on my nerve and that get on my nerve, but the man honors his contract. Okay? And the man went home and at least brought his team a championship after they burned, bulldozed, and wrecked his jersey for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He came back
yeah,
and
yeah.
still gave those people a championship. So, you know,
yeah.
hey.
He knew where they had burnt them shirts up. Them people was just hurting. So he knew when
yeah.
he got back and once he conquered that trophy, he knew the whole
thing. He knew it was going to be okay.
On his side. That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like you said,
mm-hmm.
he went back and did that.
But Kevin Durant story, like he said, trade him or Steve Nash and John Marks has to go, right? But you wanted Steve Nash. Like, you advocated for Steve Nash to get this job and
mm-hmm.
to get the money, right? And but that ain't even the best part. Kyrie Irving chimes in and agrees with Kevin Durant about Steve Nash. Like, wait a minute.
Mm.
Something ain't adding up because see, y'all trying to throw this man under the bus when we know
right.
he has did the daggone thing for y'all. Y'all just
boy.
Ain't put y'all all in and buy into what he was selling. Everybody was doing their own thing.
I don't think Steve the right coach for them, you know, but they just not in their place, you know, and then you decide up again. Kyrie said they don't need a coach, you know. They can pretty much do their own thing. Like,
wow.
Durant is a big follower, you know, and he co-signed whatever, everything. He jumped on his bandwagon and said, yeah, I agree. But, you know, now, but Steve Nash.
Let me say this as far as Kyrie is concerned. Get your shot and get your ass on the court. And let us see what type of on-the-court coach you can be. You worried about this topic, and that topic, when it's only one topic keeping you away from your team. And I know it's your choice.
Right.
But listen, this vaccine has been out and utilized long enough, that we know all of the symptoms of it. You know, we know all that's going on with it. So, bruh, unless you got some cosmic insight that this vaccine is going to affect you worse than it affects anyone else, take the damn shot, man. Take the shot. Seriously.
We know him as 57. He online today, y'all. He's online. He says Steve Nash is not a good coach at all.
Not really.
I'm not arguing with that. I'm not arguing with that at all. But at the same time, like Ted said, this is the guy. This was y'all's guy. This is who
y'all picked him.
Y'all picked him. You know.
Yeah.
215. What's your name and where you calling from?
Cap calling from Waldorf.
Hey,
what's up, Cap? Hey, man.
Hey,
look, man.
Well, over there, we
Cap,
see.
You all over there. Hey, you use all the area code.
Cap got a bunch of Philly.
Idiots. No, you know Philly going, boy. 215.
Going
you know.
On, and I'm going to start calling
right.
him in Cap. In Cap Negro. Yeah, that's how about.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Oh, yuck.
So what's your opinion, man, with this Kevin Durant situation, man?
Number one, I'm ecstatic. As a Sixers fan, I'm ecstatic. I'm glad it's chaos over there because it was a big debate who won the trade. Between Philly and Brooklyn.
Okay.
And as you can, remember that, especially on social media between the New York and Philly people. So with all that, the more chaos, we loving it. We sitting back cracking up. James Harden tried to tell everybody, but they tried to blame it with James Harden. So he left, and now you can see the result.
The fallout, the aftermath.
What? The aftermath, facts. But
we all thought it was just James Harden being.
Well, I thought he was a part of the problem. I thought he was a part of the problem.
Yeah, but that's
well,
how the media put it
I'm
out.
I'm not going to go as far as to say he wasn't a part of the problem.
Right.
But I feel what you're saying. I honestly feel what you're saying.
He wasn't the problem.
Yeah, exactly. He was a crumb on the pie.
Well, Steve Nash was given the job. He didn't earn the job. He was given it, and now he's in over his head. Period.
Come on. Talk to him, Cap.
I don't think the players had any say so after the owner, whatever he, you know, I mean, they had to say so after he was introducing them as this Western name, and then they went on and say, okay, he's a lighthearted person. You can get over him. That's what they did. They ran him instead of him coaching the team and running the team. You know, he was just a head figure. Because he didn't have a strong personality. He never really had a strong personality like that. You know, he was just
right.
a good player, but that doesn't
right.
transform it to make him a great coach. You know, so he didn't have a docile personality. Never was rah 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 all like that. Nobody's face nothing like that. So how you gonna, you know, coach this new age like them, like these cats like they get now? And you can't demand that respect. You don't have nothing really under your resume, man. You never coached no one.
Right,
it's not even school or college.
But this, and they skipped.
You know?
They skipped over all the real coaches who should have. Nate McMillan was out there, wasn't he?
Y'all keep forgetting.
Sam Cassell. Oh my God, Wes Unseld.
You can't even blame Nash though, y'all. Y'all can't really blame that man. Y'all forgot Kevin Durant asked for him. So all he did was just went over there and got him some money too.
One thing we all can say
is we know we watched the games. He wasn't coaching.
Right.
He watched the game, so we can't blame Nash. Nash
right,
went over
right.
there and took
That's
the
true.
Job like anybody else would have probably took the job.
Yeah,
That's
I
because, like
him.
You say, Kevin Durant and them, Kevin Durant was vouching for him.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's take one more call on this one. What's up, D?
What's up, D?
Yo, dude.
How y'all doing, man?
What it do, D-Bond?
Good.
Here we go.
Hey, look. Did he not sound like he going to go against everybody and
everything?
How y'all doing, man?
I'm sitting here and I was hearing, you know, I was dealing with my daughter, but I was hearing bits and pieces, but every bit and piece I was hearing, right, I was disagreeing with. I ain't going to lie to you. And I'm just sitting here listening to y'all ramble, and I just forgot some of the things I wanted to, no, not ramble, but, you know, y'all was speaking. And I just forgot some of the points that I wanted to make toward, you know, some of the arguments. So I'm going to just let y'all slide on this one. I will say this. Y'all bashing Steve Nash. And y'all say he's not a coach and he's X, Y, and Z. He just got put in the same situation that Steve Curry got put in. It's simple. He got put in the same situation. The only difference is it blew up on his end. James Harden, COVID, all of these things just blew up. That's all that happened. It just blew up.
And you know what? I'm not going to argue with you on that, because there were an insurmountable amount of situations that he had to handle. So I'll go with you on that. You know what I mean? No other first or second year coach really had to deal with this type of I don't want to say tragedy, but I'll just say mishaps. You know, every time you turned around, it was something else. It was something else. This one couldn't play because of this. That one couldn't play. And then after all of that, this dude don't want to get shots. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So I can understand what you're saying. A lot of things shaped Nash's career this year were out of his hand, out of his control. So I can get with you on that.
What I was saying was, go ahead. What did he do to earn it? That's all I was saying. But like you said, Kevin Durant was
playing. What did Steve Curry do to earn his spot? Mark built that team up. I ain't no fan. But Mark built that team up. He won right after Mark left. Steve Curry didn't deserve it.
1,000%. That's what they always try to out.
I agree with that too.
They always try to out certain people at certain times.
Not much of a difference, because Steve was on that assistance on that bench. But I'm not bashing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing Steve Nash. I'm just pointing out the facts of, as far as him never having a coaching experience. Now, he's a nice guy, but that doesn't equate to him being a good coach. And he was not the coach for that team.
That's why I'm comparing him to Steve Kerr. To Steve Kerr, the same. You can say everything you just said, you can say exactly to Steve Kerr.
And I just clarified, I said, as far as him, he was assistant coach on that. Steve Nash was never assistant coach on nobody. They're about the same parallel, and you're correct. Kerr went to a team that Mark Jackson developed, you know, as far as him, that them young boys, they already told him, man, you're going to have the best backcourt there is. And then just kick Mark out for whatever reason, and then just bump Steve Kerr up, you know. But I'm just at the point, he was with that system, coaching the system, what have you, but Steve Nash is out of the blue, you know, just boom, here it is. I'm going to hand you this key to this Rolls Royce. Don't wreck it. But yet you got people in the drunk back seat doing all kinds of things, reaching up in the front seat at you, you know what I'm saying, trying to grab the steering wheel from you and all that. So, yeah, he just was placed in an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, because when they had Jack Vaughn, they didn't make all the moves.
Thank you.
I mean, I feel like they would have picked up Earl Watson, in my opinion. But, you know, we here.
Debo said, I feel like wherever he was or wasn't, they handpicked him over other people that were more qualified. Now they want to point the finger at him. He had to deal with the same things the team had to deal with. Divas. And, hey, If we look at Kyrie Irving's attitude, diva. We look at we look at Kevin Durant, diva. So diva.
It's the AAU generation, brother. AAU.
Well, everybody get a trophy. All
right, y'all. We're going to
take
it. The Supremes. Dallas, Wilson, and Flo. They had the Supremes, man. It was the three divas, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
563-999-3782. When we come back, it's time for Marcus and his Tuesday health tip. Y'all talk about
Marcus with the Tuesday health tip.
Bob say, stir it up. Come on, Marcus, stir it up, baby.
All right, family. Look, man, before I get started, man, I want to thank Kale and First Lady T for giving me the opportunity to speak, man, and try to do a little segment. Hopefully everybody enjoys it, man. To be honest with you, this is something that I love. You know, I love giving knowledge, especially when it comes to health and fitness. Especially for our people, man. And when I say our people, I mean, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about this indigenous culture that we in. And a lot of times we don't really know a lot when it comes to health, and we frown away from it. So this is why me and Kale, we spoke about it. Even me and Miss P, we spoke about it, and we really want to put some knowledge out. And expose some things that a lot of people don't really know about or don't take the time to even research. So today I want to talk about milk as a whole. Now, milk products as a whole, not really good for humans, not really good for us at all. We really should not consume any other milk other than the human's milk, which is our mother's milk. You know, and the truth of the matter is these milks really are healthy in ways, but they are detrimental in other ways. But the key milk I want to focus on today is soy milk. Soy milk is definitely not something that we should consume. And Just so you understand, soy milk has a estrogen in it, basically a plant estrogen that is very similar to the estrogen that we produce in our body. Now, men have a small amount of estrogen in our body. We have about 10 to 40 trillion grams, milliliters of estrogen in our body, which is a really, really small amount. It's a really, really small amount. Women have about 30 to 400 times that amount. And the thing is, when you drink soy milk, it promotes so much estrogen in your body that it throws those levels off, directly causing many problems in the body. Right, it's definitely been linked to causing breast cancer, ovarian cancer, thyroid problems, even dementia. This is just one thing. I mean, it's many topics, many different research much more research being done on soy products as a whole. I employ everybody to kind of read the back of things to make sure that you stand away from not just soy milk, but any soy products. And soy is in everything. It's also used as a preservative. So this is my health tip. I don't want to talk long because I want to leave some room for questions. I mean, honestly, you guys, the last thing I'm going to say is the only time you should really, really be consuming soy milk or any soy product, in my opinion, and remember this is my opinion, is if a physician has said you need to take it to balance out your estrogen levels for whatever reason. You may have some type of illness that we don't that's unbeknownst, and they recommend that. But that's my health tip of the week, you guys. I hope you like it.
Hey, can I start out with a question? Is that okay?
Sure,
lady, too, do you mind?
Absolutely.
For sure.
I have two questions. The first Absolutely. Question I'm going to say is Debo texted me and said, why does his lower back click when he do sit-ups? And my question is about, now, you say soy is in everything. They use it as a preservative. When you say everything, what exactly and how is it like placed in everything?
All right. So soy is actually broken down and sometimes turned into a powder or oil. And what it and when they add it to like toothpaste, bubble gum, different types of food that require shelf life. So if someone a lot of bread things that are made with bread and yeast, they add it to the batter so it'll have longer shelf life.
Okay.
Just like corn, just like pork.
Mm. Okay.
57 yeah. His whole plate. Oh, I'm sorry. You wasn't finished. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kale. I'm sorry.
Do you have anything for the back clicking? Is he just doing his sit-up wrong? Is his workout wrong? Or
so
you know,
so
what do you think that is?
I'm going to say this real quick. Regular sit-ups, we were taught to do those. They are very counterproductive. I would say come away from doing sit-ups. And what I mean by counterproductive is they do more harm than good. You can get better results from just doing crunches. And if the clicking is still going on, you should definitely see a doctor. But it should stop because you'll be taking the tension off your lower back.
Mm. Well, I have a question. Okay.
Hold on, Ted. Hold on one second, Ted. Go ahead with 57's question, Tree.
Oh, he just had a comment. He said, damn, my cornflakes,
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's crazy because I wanted to hear his voice, man. I was hoping the heckler was gonna be on the line.
57, call in. I'm telling
him
to
call in. Call in, 57.
It don't
feel like home without the heckler. Okay. Yeah, man. Come on, Ted. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Hey. Well, yeah, Mark, you totally right about the soy because I do. Now, me being the labels and stuff and students and that kind of thing, and I find it's soy like everything, you know. Soy this, soy that, soy this. And I'm just reading a little thing for Glucerna milk. That's that for a Glucerna treat, and I done seen soy about 6 times for a different thing, you know. But my question is, how can you get away from soy? What can you substitute for that if it's in pretty much everything, you know?
Honestly, that's the danger because it's hard to completely get away from it. The only way to get away from soy not buy pre-made products. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to cook at home. You got to buy fresh. You know, you got to buy from local farms, local farmers markets. You know, I'm big on farmers actually going to the farm as opposed to shopping at grocery stores. You know, we've become a convenience type of people. Yeah, we love convenience. We'll pay an extra couple of dollars somebody to cut our pineapples for us as opposed to buying a whole pineapple.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
okay, so that, I have one question. Betty Anderson says she has neck pain that won't go away.
Uh-huh.
What is she supposed to
All
do?
All right. So neck pain, I would recommend getting an MRI, or because a lot of times, unless she's had an accident, I would recommend getting an MRI because she may have a pinched nerve. Most of the time, mm-hmm. when you have neck pain, pinched nerve in your back or a slipped disc or something is off, and or it could be sciatic. A lot of the neck pain and nerve damage that we have today have a lot to do, and I'm going to tell y'all this is about to trip y'all out, has a lot to do with actually holding your phone in your hand and looking down at your phone.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
They call it phone neck. Like,
yeah. So.
It's a real thing.
I'm sorry to anyone suffering from phone neck. But that just sounded real funny to me. I'm sorry. I apologize to anybody suffering from it. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to trip y'all out, though, because I'm going to add a little bit to this. That you know I got to do this. You know I'm wild like this, but it's the truth. Most people spend a lot of time on their phone, but they even spend more time on their phone when they're using the bathroom, doing a number two. And you wind up sitting there. Now listen. You wind up sitting there too long because you're scrolling on your phone, and mm-hmm. what you don't realize is your sciatic nerve is on your butt. It's on your buttock.
Mm.
So
that's
one of the largest nerves in your body. So your neck is down. You slunched over because you're squeezing them out, and
you're squeezing them out though. That's
pleasing
a
mouth, though. Plop, plop, fish is. Oh, what a relief it is.
Yes.
57, come on, 57. We asked to hear your voice, and now he's here.
Not
come
to
on,
cut across you, Marcus. Hey, yeah. hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? Not a cut
right.
across you, Marcus, but that sciatic nerve, it's
yeah.
terrible when it's in. It, you don't want that pain. So
yeah,
I agree with you 100%.
Yes,
what
Marcus,
I wanted to ask you, though, is, Tree, for those of you who do know my wife, ever since we've been together, mentioning the neck pain and the phone usage, she walks straight up all the time. When she sits, unless her neck is propped back on something, but she never
mm-hmm.
sits with her neck all the way back or all the way down. It's always in a perpendicular motion, and she never has pain like that in her neck. And when she walks, she walks straight up, you know. So it's something to be said. I agree with what you've been saying about that, Marcus. My question, though, is I drink whole milk. I drink whole
okay.
milk. I've never had a problem with it in my life. I don't, you
okay.
know, I love it, but I always heard that whole milk is bad for you.
Yeah.
I've been wondering about almond milk. I've been seeing a lot of commercials
yeah.
for it, and I've been wondering about switching up, not switching up because it bothers me, but switching up because, you know, the things that they say is in whole milk that you need to get away from. So what's your opinion on that?
So, all right, so here's the thing about whole milk or milk from a mammal.
Mm-hmm.
Milk from a mammal promotes what we call mucous membrane. And especially in today's climate, you want to get away from milk products as a whole, cheese. And trust me, it's hard for me to get away from cheese. I love cheese, man.
But I don't even eat cheese that much.
You literally have to limit. See how she said not that much? You got to limit and pay attention to how much of everything that you do, because what happens is with the mucous membrane, sicknesses and illnesses like colds, viruses, really they need mucous membranes to attach to. So what happens is a lot of times when your immune system is down and you got a lot of mucous membrane, a lot of cheese, a lot of milk in your system, you wind up getting sick a lot. And as you get older, it just gets worse.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
That makes sense.
Absolutely, and they sell it. They got breast milk ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm done.
They got what? Say it again.
Listen. See how crazy that is? Like, I know we spent time on this, but listen. We talking about drinking a milk from a cow, and everybody cool with that. But soon as I say, we needed some breast milk, somebody need to be selling breast milk. Everybody goes, ew, I don't want that.
Hey. I'll be honest with you. I ain't got there yet, sis.
Let me say this real quick. And I know I'm way over time. I'm done. I'm going to tell y'all something that's so incredible about breast milk, right? The thing about breastfeeding and when a woman is lactating, she literally... Whatever illnesses and viruses are going around, whatever that child needs, she begins to produce it based on what's in the air, bro.
Yeah.
From the connection. That's how incredible. That's how incredible the connection is. Can't no cow have that connection with us. You know what I'm saying? So, as it pertains to that, like she said. We've been kind of mind warped as it pertains to that, because
All right, you guys, that was Marcus Thomas. He is the CEO, personal trainer, boxing coach, certified nutritionist specialist. He has a gym called
I GHB. Am amazed.
Hold on, wait a minute. He has a fitness center called GHB Fitness, Godhead Body. He can be reached a many different ways. I will post them on the Carol's Corner website. He has so many ways to get contacted, you guys. It's amazing. You can call him. You can Facebook. You can catch. I mean, this is a whole bunch of ways you can get in contact with this guy. So let that be sink in your head, the stuff that he said. Y'all know y'all can always get Marcus right here with any kind of tip.
Yeah. And
Marcus,
and
you want to give out the number? If they want to use the number, any number you want to give out? Because it's two numbers on here.
Okay, let me give you the – let me give you the – sorry. Give me a second. So my number is 571.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have your cell number.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
I got you. 571.
You got it? You see the 571? Thank you.
9037. Again, the number is 571-482-9037. And again, the company name is GHB. Fitness, Godhead Body.
All right. You want to take a quick one? I really want to take this time to say thank you to Brother Marcus. And this is a segment that we're going to continue, because, like I said, a healthy audience is an audience that remains and stays around. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. says, I'm real the way you walk.
Yes.
That don't, that don't get to me.
That's right.
Come on, Lady T. Come on, Lady T. Let me shut up. And again, real quick, again, thank you, Marcus. Thank you, brother. Thank you 1,000 times and then some. Go to sleep, wake up with thank you from Kill's Corner on your brain, bro. I appreciate that. Come on, Lady T.
Thank you, bro.
So we're going to talk a little baseball. I just have, you guys already know everything is heating up. And right now it looks like the Dodgers, you guys are the best team in baseball right now, they're saying, even though the Yankees have a slight better record than them. But I'm just going to tell you guys some things that happened over the weekend. Matt Carpenter fractured his foot. He plays for the Yankees against the Mariners, so he's going to be out. Josh Hader goes to the Padres from the Brewers in exchange for 4 players and a reliever. His name is Taylor Rogers, really good player. They got some really good players for Josh Hader. But he's gone to the Padres, and the Padres, ever since they got Juan Soto and Josh Bell, the bats have gone cold. You guys, the bats are cold. Chris Sale is out for the season. Somebody got muted their phone.
I'm sorry. That's
Chris Sale is
that's
out
me.
For
I'm
the
sorry.
Season. It's okay. He's out for the season with a wrist injury. I think he broke his wrist. So those are the updates for all of the, moving around and this, that, next, the third, everything like that. But, okay. So Matt Carpenter fractured his foot and Chris Sale is out for the season. Those two players are out with injuries. They are out just because of injuries. Everybody else is just moving around, so to say. The Dodgers kill, I think, like I said earlier, the Dodgers, I think the Dodgers going to take it this year because they playing some, they ain't lost a game yet.
Yeah, they're playing outstanding ball, and I give them their props, but the Dodgers are one of them teams that I want to see in October. No.
Okay.
I don't want to see the bottom fall out. I want to see them competitive in October. If I see them doing their thing, doing the same thing in October that they're doing right now, because we all know the closer these guys get to the World Series, you have to play in some cold temperatures. You have to play in, let's just say it for what it is, okay, y'all? We ain't going to beat around the bush. When the Dodgers have to come and play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, will their bats be as warm and on time as they are right now? Will their pitching still be the same? Will these guys be able to loosen up and have their arms and them juices flowing for success? This is a question that has to be asked.
Yeah.
This is a question that has to be asked because once the weather breaks, it all changes. Everything changes. So, I would like to see the Dodgers do their thing because, like I said, and we all know, the team I represent is long gone out of it already. But you ain't got an okay like that, Tree. But I heard you. I could see the Dodgers, doing their thing. But again, like I said, I'm going to hold my expectations or temper my enthusiasm with the Dodgers until October. Once we start hitting those cold months. Once you start hitting those cold months, I want to see what type of team they are then.
Hey, well, you know,
wow.
they,
Go ahead.
What was their playoff last year? What was their playoff last year? Yeah, what did they have to go through last year winning the championship?
Your phone going, in and out. I can hear him.
I said, what goal did they have to go through last year? They're the defending champions, correct? So what did they, who did they have to go through last year? They had
the Braves.
The Braves, and they still had hiccups last year. They had hiccups last year. It wasn't a surefire thing with the Dodgers last year.
Yeah, I see that. And that's true. I agree with you. What I'm saying is you can't count them out, though, regardless. You're saying based on the weather, but they have proved that they can deal with all that, too, regardless of if it was they slipped by whatever, but they still did, And the Eastern team was supposed to be cold weather conditions. They didn't do it. So I'm not a Dodgers fan at that. I'm just disappointed that out. That's all. I'm not a Dodgers fan.
I'm not a Dodgers fan. They've been playing the ball to me. That's all.
Let me make it.
What'd you say, Kale?
Go ahead.
I was getting ready.
In that trade, what did Washington have? What did Weston, they had to give up and what have you. What was the trade like as far as them, the San Diego getting one? What's the minor leagues for that trade?
Josh Hader goes to the Padres from the Brewers. He was with the Brewers, so he went from the Brewers to the Padres, and the Padres got four players. They didn't name what players. They just said four players and a reliever. Taylor Rogers. He was the only one of their names. I tried to find names, but they didn't have any names available.
Well, I'll give a chance. Can I say something?
I
really think it's going to come down to the Mets and the Dodgers. This is my opinion. If they continue to play the way they're playing, I think it's going to come down to the Mets and the Dodgers playing for the National League championship. And I really think the Mets can get them. I think the Mets got a better team. The Mets seem to be the team that can play through adversity and still come out and beat you. They can come bring guys off the bench, they just seem to be that team, the team that the Braves were the year that they won the title. And if they're in the American League, we might be leading the American League right now. But between the Twins and come on, Tree, help me. What's the other team I'm thinking about? The Brewers? Is it the Brewers I'm thinking about?
Yeah, the Brewers.
Yeah, these teams are still got good. They got good teams. Their bats are good, and they got good pitching. So the Yankees need to learn how to not.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
In the American League, it's the Yankees of the AL East, AL Central, Minnesota, and Houston of the AL West. Go ahead.
Oh, Houston, crazy.
Okay. Yeah, and don't forget the Twins. The Twins not a bad team, and you got some of these wild cards that could catch fire, like the Rays could catch fire,
Blue
and
Jays,
then you could be in trouble. Blue
yeah.
Line.
Yeah. But like I said, listen, y'all, we are headed for some great baseball. We're headed for a postseason. And I'm going to say this now and early, hopefully like never before.
Yep.
I'm happy to see the teams that are leading it right now, but I'll be ecstatic to see somebody come from nowhere. And this NL division, we went over it last week. It's a lot closer than it appears. It's a lot closer than it appears. I believe it was the NL West and the Yankees in the AL were the only ones that were separated by 11 and a half games. Everybody else, especially in this NL division, we're talking about two games, three games.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing. So, we are in store for a great postseason of baseball, you know. And I, for one, because I love baseball like I do, and it's not as many people into baseball, young people, that is, that really should be, I hope that this is something exciting and it'll bring younger eyes to the game. You know what I mean? I hope it'll birth an interest in this younger generation so that baseball goes on, you know, so that we don't have baseball all the time, you know. So, yeah, that's good. It's going to be a hell of a postseason, really, really.
Especially, and one quick thing, if I can, Kale.
Go ahead, sir.
Don't forget, Mr. World Series is with the Mets this year. And he's won two World Series out of the last 4 years. I know it might sound crazy, but Matt Scherzer has that attitude, I'm going to go out and get you. And he's put that attitude with the whole team. They got confidence in themselves. I just really like the way the Mets look. I really like it.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
All right.
I ain't even going to lie. Matt Scherzer over there in the Mets almost made me go and purchase a Mets hat, for real. But I just can't do it. I just can't do it, y'all. I can't. So,
hey, man.
You know, yeah.
What you got to say,
Tim? Don't forget Little League World Series.
Yeah.
The
decline of, I'm going to say, African-Americans participating in baseball is from America itself, because they're doing a lot of recruiting, you know, in the Dominican Republic and all that, and Cuba, what have you. And they start, you look at the inner cities, how many baseball fields do they really have? Back in the 70s, we had, I'm from Chicago, from where we had a thriving Little League, Pony League, and what have you. But And then it just stopped. Baseball is expensive. You know, you got to have people to maintain the field.
Your phone breaking up, Ted.
No, I'm trying to get my voice. I need to take my medication. But, can you hear me now?
I understand the point that you're making. And I, for one, was pleased beyond measure when I saw the Nets, you know, develop that field over there by Nats Park. And I saw the youngins out there playing softball and baseball and having a good time, having a real good time. So I understand where you're going and what you're saying. I too want to see baseball. But the thing about it, in the city, you know,
there you go, Kale.
Space
right
is
there.
So limited. Space is so
there you
limited.
Go.
And, you know, because you can go down Waldorf. I when I go and visit my homeboy Debo, we ride past fields where it's like three or four baseball fields beside each other. You know, and
yep.
People are out there playing and having a good time. You know. And you know, so, I mean, the space is limited, basically.
I have moved down south from up there, and I used to think, I see the difference. I see the difference being, I'm 4 hours from D.C. now, and I see the difference. Baseball is very prevalent down here. You got baseball fields everywhere, like you were saying, Kev. You got baseball fields everywhere, and you got young people playing baseball. I was going to say to Ted, have some hope, because the young people are beginning to see the real money is in baseball, and your career can be longer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not
and
just – it's
baseball now.
Huh?
I said I know Kyler Murray wish he chose baseball.
Huh, sis?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I know he wish upon a star now.
Do that.
He getting paid even more than that whole team he was going to get drafted to.
That's true. But he wouldn't be getting the backlash he's getting right now. That's all. I'm just saying he's underappreciated he's underappreciated in the NFL because they talk so bad about him all the time.
Baseball wouldn't put the bad moniker on him like football has. You wouldn't see no contract where they put wording out there and then retract it. You wouldn't see that in baseball. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't, because baseball would just tell him, hey, Slim, look here, man. You a pro, be a pro. And it would be a conversation that we would know nothing about. We would know not a thing. I'm telling you, as far as drama, love, and hip-hop goes, it's the NBA and it's the NFL. I'm telling you.
Because the black
is there. Because what, coach? I mean, Cap, what did you say, Cap? Because
African-Americans, they dominate the sport. So his coach is going to be closely monitored.
Marcus said baseball got that money.
No,
got
I agree.
That money. There you go, Marcus.
I'm a baseball player, but what I'm saying is we don't have many brothers. It's Dominicans and the white guys. Just like hockey. You don't hear about
you don't hear about
all the drama that goes on in hockey because it don't sell. But anything that's going on with NFL and NBA – it's all over the news all the time.
And you know
I think it goes. I think it goes more than what Kel was saying earlier.
Baseball and hockey are the only sports when I think about it, and I think we brought this point up before. They're the only sports you can fight in. You can release your frustration. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And baseball and hockey. So
Built in the rules. But when they fight in the NBA, they animals. They animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They out of control.
But we'll have some good fights in baseball the last couple of weeks.
In today's NBA. Because I've seen clips of back in the day, them Bama's two punches, man. Charles Barkley, it was a couple of them where your boy Luau Cinder threw a couple of them.
I think in
their
fight, Mike got into it. Charles and Luke's fight.
Dal Dawkins, Mo Lucas.
The Charles and Mike skirmish, everybody knew that they were really friends. That's just like Isaiah and Magic.
When did they go against
each other? When Barkley had a word for Michael Jordan when they were playing Phoenix, and
they got in each other's face.
Everybody was like, "Man, that's some poo poo. There ain't no real fight. Ain't nobody tripping over that."
No, we're talking now as far as him and Reggie Miller. They put hands on each other. Mike put his hands around Miller. Reggie Miller's face. Kermit Washington punched Rudy Thomas.
Knocked him out.
Kareem punched him. What about Dr. J? When Moses Malone was holding Bird and Dr. J was throwing him a two-piece. Bam. Okay. So like I say, they didn't get too far with nobody going to the stands or coming out the stands. They had a little fight, and then the rest broke it up or what have you. But they didn't get suspended, like they didn't get throughout the game or what have you, and you know, like I said, it was allowed to a certain point.
Now the referee's throwing Bama's out because he's staring at me. I'm telling you, I am never going to get over that.
I told him to stop staring at me.
I told him to stop staring at me. Really, Slim?
Really,
you're going to let the microphone pick that up? Seriously? Wow.
He's teasing me.
Turn this mic off.
He can see
we got
me.
The whole
But you know, hey, like we said, guys. I'm waiting for that September October situation, because it's gonna be some good football being played, and even if football ain't good then, I know it's going to get better. But baseball is going to be what the youngest say, lit. Am I right? It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. And I cannot. I cannot wait. So, all right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782 And you know what? You know, y'all know what I'm having.
Hit it.
And I hope y'all are too.
Hey!
Oh!
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
There's so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, brother? Hey, yeah! You're getting down. We're gonna have a bump, good time. 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 Let's take them up, Fred. We gotta take you higher. All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh?
Jay said we gotta take it higher. Yes, that bad. Okay, good job. Yes,
that.
Yes, that bad.
Let's talk some football. Hall of Fame. Yes, we got 8 new members joining the football most exclusive club, you guys. This year's class features offensive tackle Tony Baselli, receiver Cliff Branch, safety Leroy Butler, linebacker Sean Mills, defensive lineman Richard Seymour and Bryant Young, and coach Dick Vermeil, and official Art McNally. Those are the new inductees for 2022, you guys. So
I'm in my
feelings,
man.
Wait a minute. Let me go first, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm in my feelings because there's some names on here I ain't never even heard of. Like, they should have already had their little trophy and jacket.
Yeah.
I feel like some of these people, like 99 years old on here. Sorry if they're not. I'm sorry if they're not. I apologize. But come on, man. Y'all got officials going in. Official? I'm going to throw my hands up because I can't even get in the Hall of Fame, and I'm mad. I'm just going to throw my hands up.
Yeah. More and more, the Hall of Fame is turning into a popularity contest. I mean, come on. Terrell Owens, a man that did and sacrificed as much as he did for his teams and the game of football, was a guy that was played around with when it came to his induction.
Yeah.
And how are you going to have it? It's just crazy to me how you can have, this quarterback in the Hall of Fame, but you can't have the people who made that quarterback special. Some offensive linemen. Joseph Kobe should have been in the daggone Hall of Fame. And I guarantee you, if Doug Williams was not the first African-American to win, I guarantee you he still wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I guarantee you. And it's sick.
Hey, it is sick.
They gonna wait until he passed, and when he passed, they gonna say he gonna be the next one in line, y'all. He up there.
Right.
Then they gonna give it to him. Then they gonna give it to him. He gonna die, and then he gonna give it to him. That's how it's gonna happen.
Look at Cliff Blake. Look what it's from the Raiders. That's one. I agree with you, Kel. It's like it's become a joke. It's a popularity contest. Whoever the voters like and pick, not the fans. It's not who the fans like.
It's never been on the fans, and it's been on the Skip Baylesses and Stephen A's and all of these guys. And to me, that is a tragedy to the game. These dudes never laced up. These dudes never stood on the field in competition with these players. How in the heck is it they are the determining factor, as Treese called it, for the club that they are joining? Stephen A. Smith never played ball. Skip Bayless never played ball. So why are they the determining factor? That's crazy.
Right.
If anything, it should be a committee of Hall of Famers selecting Hall of Famers. You know why? You could have hated this guy. You could have hated this guy when you were playing against him, but you still had respect for him. We have guys who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but because you didn't give a good interview, because you weren't likable by the media, you don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Get out of here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I thought the Hall of Fame situation was about how you played the game. What you did on the field. That's what I thought the Hall of Fame was about. And am I the only one who almost missed the Hall of Fame game this year? Am I the only one? Because it wasn't announced like it normally is. I found myself not remembering the process as far as the Thursday night game, the induction ceremony, the speeches. You know, I almost missed the process, and I'm like, why did they do it like that this year? You know, what made them say, nah, we're not going to advertise or promote as much as we've done in years past? What would make them say that?
Right.
NFL?
Right.
It's just crazy to me, man. It's just crazy to me. I can't stand, and I absolutely hate the process of players going into the Hall of Fame. I absolutely cannot stand it, because I see players getting in, and like Tree said, you know, and it's no knock on older players. No knock at all on older players.
Yeah.
But if this guy, what has this guy done in 2022 that he didn't do in 64 or 73 once he retired? He should have been in the Hall of Fame.
Facts. If he was going to be in it.
Exactly. Now all of a sudden, all these years later.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait,
no, I'm
wait,
with you.
Wait.
I think it should be a cap on it.
And what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
A statute of limitations has passed, sir. Sorry. When you retire, right? You should have till you die. To get into the Hall of Fame. That's wrong. It should be you got one time, you ain't make it. Okay. Two times, you ain't make it. All right, wow. Three times, what they say in baseball? That's a strikeout.
Three strikes.
Go back to the dugout.
Well, can I propose
this? If you don't get it that third time, you just don't get it.
Can I propose this?
Absolutely.
I propose eight. They're picking Hall of Famers, right?
Yes.
I propose 2 KB from that era back in the day, especially if they're still alive. You pick 2 from that era back in the day, and 6 guys got to be from recent memory. And as far as referees go, you just induct them if you're going to induct them, because they play a major part in the game. You know, Dallas fans may remember the catch, no catch, you know what I mean, the immaculate reception, all of
why
that.
Why they can't just have their own Hall of Fame? Why they can't have their own thing that they do to them, refs?
Why you got
to
bring up the immaculate reception?
Because
right.
Nobody
this
is going to go and see them.
Y'all got y'all little section over here. This is y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all get four people a year. Here you go. Boom. That's y'all. Or one person a year. Or however y'all want to do it.
Right.
It should never have to impact a player is what I'm trying to say. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
That's ludicrous.
I agree. It should never come down to we can't put Chris Hamburger in because we got to make room for Dick Bavetta. Are you crazy?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you kidding
exactly.
me? Seriously. This guy made the game what it was. We how many times do we turn on the game and we say, I didn't turn it on to see the referees, man.
Right.
I turned this
yeah.
game on to watch what the players do. And 57, the immaculate reception is a great memory for Pittsburgh. It's a great memory for Pittsburgh. And it came to mind because I remember the referee running behind the play and wondering what the heck just went on. You know what I mean?
But yeah,
man, I'm with you, Tree. I don't think on a day that's designated for players who have done great and excel in this sport, they shouldn't have to share it with referees. They should. Now, the only guy that I didn't mind them sharing it with was the guy who created NFL Films. I forgot his name. Help me out, guys. Help me out.
Steve Sable.
The guy who created Steve Sable. I didn't mind when Steve Sable was brought in. Why? Because NFL Network, all of these shows involving the NFL came off of the work that Steve Sable had done. So I was with that. I was with that 100%. And his son to carry it on, you know. It was a good thing. That was a good thing. But outside of that, come on, man. Y'all holding up these guys who played and did every lost blood, sweat, and tears out on that field.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and you're taking
and
it away.
And someone can't even remember it. Some of them so messed up in the head, they can't even remember it, and you still denying them a Hall of Fame. But Betty Anderson online said not a 3-strike, you know, like 1, 2, 3, you can't get in. She said, but maybe an age limit. Like, we put an age limit on this thing. And it makes the people we want to get in.
My only problem with the age limit is
all I'm old when they leave.
We've already left these guys out for too long as it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if we put an age limit on it, we'll have a lot of guys that should be in, deserve to be in, who aren't in. And that just wouldn't set right with me. These guys gave what was necessary to stay and remain in this league. So at this point, you know, it's kind of like the league owes a debt of gratitude to these men, you know, and it's just a shame. It's just a shame that some of these guys are like Tree say, can't even remember playing in the NFL. It's a shame that some of these guys, with what their body has had to endure being a NFL player, you know, that one moment of glory, that one moment of accomplishment has been taken away from them, has been taken away from them because they're too old to remember what the heck is going on. What the heck is going on? What is happening? You know, and again, like I said, it has become too much of a popularity contest. Seriously, it's too much of a popularity contest. You know, especially when it gets to the point where they put whole teams, everybody that is inducted was either on the same team or the team that the other team played against. And it's like, damn, man, you totally disrespecting the rest of the players in this league. And that's not to say anything bad about the guys that make it. Not saying anything bad about the guys that make it. But nothing kicks me off worse than to see a guy make the Hall of Fame, and I'm like, well, how did they leave this dude out? How is this guy not in yet, though? You know?
Right.
What? Show me what this guy did that was so great. You know? So, you know, it just,
that's true.
To me, it's just, it's, again, it's supposed to be accolades and accomplishment, but it's all about, oh, he works for NFL Network. We got to give him a chance, or we got to put him in. He does this or he does that, you know. And Marshall Faulk, I liked Marshall Faulk until he went into the Hall of Fame. He instantly became one of the most arrogant individuals on television once he made it into the Hall of Fame. I was like, dude, I'm serious. Anybody that watched NFL Network, you saw his whole temperament change. You saw his whole, I mean, just everything about Marshall Faulk change once he made it into the NFL. And to the point where the NFL Network, exactly, to the point where the NFL Network was like, you know what, dude, we done with you, man. We're done with you.
He always,
you know.
He got caught up in that Me Too scam, the Me Too thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the Hall of Fame selection is just like, you know, it's a 50-50 thing. Not everybody's going to be happy about who went in and who didn't go in, you know. So some of it I agree with, some of it I don't agree with, but I don't think anybody, it's never going to be a point where you're happy with everybody that just got picked. Everybody's happy with it. Somebody will be like, he shouldn't have made it. This guy should have made it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know. I don't think anybody's all wrong or all right.
Well, go in at a time instead of shorten it. You said they have 8 people that can only go in, or I don't know what the number y'all said can only go in, but they should have maybe 8. More.
Yeah. 8. Take it to 10.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with having 10 guys go in? Treat, you said something about the age limit and the cutoff. Well, we gonna go through that age limit, that cutoff right now, and bring the Washington football team historian, Mr. Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, everybody! I just want Kale to know that I'm the vice president of the Old Fart Society. And I have every right to be here, and I'm not going to let you disenfranchise me and be prejudiced and biased. And I'm going to demonstrate right outside the Kell's corner with a sign And be buck naked too. That's what I'm
on. Oh my goodness. Kirby, you better keep your clothes on. You better keep your clothes on.
Okay.
No, no, at my age, you know, seriously, I think there was a lot of players back when football was really football. You know, when you had the Raiders and the Steelers fighting, and you had the Cowboys and Redskins fighting, and you had, you know, some great teams and great quarterbacks and some men that played for the love of the game before free agency and stuff. You know, when it's helmet to helmet and it's worn the trenches, and you had Conrad Dobra leg whipping Ron McDowell and all that kind of stuff, playing in the mud and stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, that was, you know, they should have had more of those guys in the Hall of Fame, like Gary Clark. He ought to be in there. Bostic should be in there. You know, there's just a lot of but at my age, I've been writing my memoirs. I just finished one about 55 years ago. My girlfriend back then said that she was pregnant. I said, how are you pregnant? If you're taking a birth control pill every day, she said, the damn thing keeps falling out. You know? I got some memories, you know, some old memories and stuff, but, you know, I remember good football. I mean, you know, I was a Redskin fan, but I always loved to see the Steelers and Raiders get it on, because that was a war. I mean, you could hear them pads popping back then. It's, Bill Curtin, all that.
Yeah, you might even go home with somebody too, or a finger or something. You know,
that's right.
No telling. It's seriously no telling. But at the same time, though, Kirby, at the same time, I can appreciate some of the changes to today's game. I can appreciate some of the rules now to today's game. Some guys just got carried away with it, man. Some guys are just going way, you know. And I look at this Hall of Fame induction class, and to me, Richard Seymour was one of those guys. Richard Seymour was one of the most hated defensive linemen in the league because guys thought he was dirty. Guys thought and believed that he played dirty. So, and you know, it's neither here nor there. I'm not here to argue the fact of whether he did or didn't, but I'm just going to say, walk like a duck, talk like a duck.
He might be a duck.
He just might be a duck.
You know that Rivera fired Sam Mills today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I like Sam Mills when he was a linebacker with the New Orleans Saints, the Dome Patrol. That was four badass linebackers that way back then before they traded him to the Panthers, you know. But as far as the defensive line coach, he was not a good one. And I think we should have fired him a couple of years ago myself. You know, as far as that, you know, maybe had him coach the linebackers, you know. Might have just been in the wrong job, you know.
You know, that defensive line, you guys know what I always say. The defensive and offensive line are the only two positions that are guaranteed contact every single play.
That's right.
Rarely does a defensive lineman get to get in the backfield clean. You usually have to go through one or two obstacles before he makes his way toward the quarterback or running back in the backfield. So,
And I didn't understand some of these D linemen develop a little extra nastiness, I want to say, with their job, because they do take on so much contact, because they do suffer so much in completing their job. So, yeah, I mean, you know, in layman's term, I understand what Mean Joe Green and Dexter Manley and all these guys went through in Dominican Sue, because we remember there was a time when Ndamukong Su was considered a dirty player. There was a time when people were like, they didn't like his tactics and the way he did things. So, you know, it's really on the player. You know, it's really on the player and we can't they have a job to do. They have a job to do, and we have a tendency to put shortcomings on coaches, to pile that on coaches and say, oh, well, this guy isn't a good coach because these guys didn't play well for him. Well, it's like you said, Kirby, maybe he was a good linebacker coach instead of a defensive line coach. You know, maybe he could be a better defensive back.
Right. Yeah. They just graduated from the wrong job, you know, and happens in business. You know, somebody's a great vice president, and then they make him president, and he falls on his ass, you know. That's just the way it is, you know. So.
Just the way
But I want you to know that you got a great show and great listeners and callers, and they all know their sports. They know the football, and I'm really excited about football season coming up. And we're gonna we're gonna shock some people this year. Expecting the Eagles and Dallas to sweep us and all that stuff, but. It ain't happening. We got too many weapons.
Let me tell you a little story, Kirby. So I was talking to Kale on the phone, and
Kirby, don't you believe this?
He was going off about Carson Wentz, right? He said how good he looked in practice, and indeed, he looked really good. So I go, Who's Carson Wentz play for? And he said, the Commanders. Oh, my bad. Washington football team. So I said, I got you one time, bro. I got you one time. You said it.
Yeah.
I got it on record.
Yeah, you did, but the reason they call you 49ers 49ers is because you can't cross the 50-yard line, that's why.
Yeah. Tell her, Kirby. Tell her again,
Kirby. They fired the 49ers supply clerk because he didn't order enough crayons for the playbook.
You know what?
One day, Kirby, Tree's gonna understand how us Washington football team play fans stick together, man. When she said, I'm telling everybody, and I recorded it, I was like, I ain't worried about that, because the people that fans with me, they're going to be like, whatever, we ain't tripping over that. We know DMV Kim. You know what I mean? She called me, y'all. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I was the other day, I was sitting there thinking, and Teresa's like, Kel, when you coming over here to get your birthday gift? And it dawned
right.
on me. I said, I bet you Treats went and bought a Commander's hat. I know she did. But upon further discussion, I realized it wasn't a Commander's hat that she got for me. But I just knew. I said, why Treats got me a Commander's hat? Because she heard me say, anybody bring me anything Commander, I'm going to be like, nah. I'm
yeah.
good. I don't need that at all. Sorry, you wasted your money. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you
no,
know,
that's why I didn't get it. That's the reason why I didn't get it right there.
I thank you for honoring my wishes. But I just knew, Treece was going to buy that daggone Washington Commander's hat. I was like, boy. And then she get me with the joke, come who he played for, and I'm all excited about Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, I
mean?
Could have heard him.
It completely slipped my mind, and yeah, I call them Commanders, y'all. I call them Commanders. But hey,
I mean,
everything is still the same. No, everything
that's
is still the same. Anyway, everything is still the same. Don't buy me no Commanders, man. I'm trying to say it. Do not buy me no Commanders, man. I will. Hey, listen, it's a lot of places that feel the way I feel because I see WFT on hats and shirts and everything everywhere. So, yeah. I'm good.
I'm mad at you. But on this last note, y'all, this last note, last thing we want to just bring to y'all real quick. It ain't even a whole bunch, but it is a whole bunch. Serena Williams is set to retire in the next 6 to 8 months. She's going to hang up her, what is it, her racket is over. She said she wants to be a full-time mom and do her businesses, and she wants to have more children. So
yeah,
there you
good.
Have it. Yep, there you have it.
Well, I'll tell you what, she was a great tennis player, I'll tell you that.
She got medals, it's ridiculous. She got 4 gold medals that I know of right offhand.
Yeah.
Four gold medals, Olympic gold medals. Right offhand,
yeah,
she got 25.
You know what, I always like it when somebody quits at the top of their game, you know, instead of hanging around until they, you know, like...
Yeah.
Ali should have quit after he won the title back again and stuff instead of hanging around because it, you know, it damaged his head, his brain and everything. You know, it's sad, really, you know. But there was a time, I mean, his hands were faster than a Ethiopian chicken. I mean, it was.
Everybody knows that's the truth. We got to accept the truth. Washington Commanders, you Kale. But everybody, Mark is on here saying, you got to accept the truth, Kale. We are the Washington Commanders. And Betty said, after a while, you start to, I mean, now she's going back to Serena. After a while, if you don't go out on top, you start to look bad. About time, you know when to fold them, when to hold them. But Kel said, Marcus said, that's our name in all caps. That's our name. You, Kel McClain.
To him. Y'all can call them whatever y'all want to. Y'all can buy any merchandise that you want to. Luckily for me, I have a lot of memorabilia that says Washington Redskins, and that I'm not gonna call them Redskins. I'm respect that. I'm not gonna call them Redskins, but I will continue to call them the Washington Football Team. And if that Bama, you know what, owner of mine had any sense, he would have stayed with Washington Football Team. But, you know, I don't know. I think I'm going to shut up, Tree.
Right. And on that note,
trouble,
you get on that note right there, on that note, y'all,
Listen, you guys, this is our 232nd episode of Kale's Corner, you guys. We are doing it, and with the help of you guys, y'all supporting us, Marcus with his health tips, you guys can reach him at 571-482-9037. Dog, head, body, that's his slogan. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T, we also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Facebook, and you can follow us on Instagram, Kale's Corner. You guys can also look us up on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and follow us there. We love you guys. Thanks for all you guys' support. Kale, you have anything you want to say?
If you love them, they should know it. If you love them, they should know it. Shouldn't be a question. Shouldn't be a wonder. It should be known. We truly love you guys and everything that you bring to the table and support the rolling with us to all the punches and the changes. I have to take this time to say thank you to Marcus again, for real, because that went great. That went great, and I really appreciate you. And Therese, we did it, girl. And we're doing it, and we're going to do it till we're satisfied, whatever it is.
Well,
you got great callers. You got great callers. You got callers that know their sport. So that helps a lot.
That helps a lot, Kirby. You ain't lying.
That helps a hell of a lot. That helps a hell of a lot, you know. That's everyone. Both on the computer. Thank you guys for your support and chiming in and your responses to things. People in the studio, the people who are going to stream today's show, and we encourage you guys to come and join us live. But if you can't, for whatever reason, we appreciate you doing it like this. So until the next time, we'll get at you. And you ain't got to know. Yes. And we're going to have a good show, good special show for everyone on Thursday, all right?
So happy y'all take trails it easy. To you. Happy trails.
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastards. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious. Huh? You rock? Yeah. Yo, let's go.
Post Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside at the Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Too new, dude, to love apple pies from McDonald's. To soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew, dude, to play ball for the NBA? Would make a mistake on the who knew it stays sober the way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cool that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could've turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say, two times a day. I got my shades on, waiting for the sun to shine my way. Got my boombox, suntan lotion, waiting for action. They say when you play with skills, good luck can happen. Let's go. Got too hot, so I jumped off in this rap shit.
Got it crisscrossed, ain't no turning me backwards. Too many district attorneys concerned with the action of one individual, he's criminally attached it. I turned in all my ratchets, I'm earning my bachelor's by dating all the models and actresses. I'm learning all the potholes in every single radio. Try not to mess up my accent, kid. On the road to the riches, through trafficking, through rapping, whatever's happening. Rock aware, I'm the young black Ralph Lauren. Every time I get out, they put me right back in. The Michael Corleone, the microphone, the Michelangelo, but flow. I paint pictures with poems. I gather no moss like a rolling stone. Case the Grim Reaper visit my home. Nigga, I'm gone.
Come on.
Guns and roses, poses, visibly shook of the invisible bush. Flowers need water to grow, it gotta rain. In order to experience joy, you need pain. Every time a baby is born, somebody's slain. You know the saying, somebody's loss is another's gain. The sun comes out when the water goes down the drain. A rainbow then the clouds come out, we do it again. Everything evens up, you just wait. Even a garbage can gets the steak. You ain't even a garbage can, you have faith. But when it turns your way, before it turns away, you gotta turn that into something. You gotta learn from days. Get return on your investment, if attention you pay. Let's go. Guns and roses.